This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
Now, a story about recycling. A lot of people in the U.S. live in places where they can just dump all their paper, glass, aluminum, and plastic recyclables in one bin. It's also known as single-stream recycling. Convenient, but also tough for the recycling plant, and less valuable than it used to be when it was easier to sell recyclables to other countries. So what can those plants process these days? KCRW reporter Kaylee Wells went to one in Los Angeles to find out.
The starting pile of recyclable trash at this plant is large enough to hide four of the giant semi-trucks offloading their hauls. This is what the trucks bring in from about 5 million people in a day.
Some people call it the Amazon effect, but you see a lot of cardboard.
Mark Grady is the Southern California Recycling Director for Waste Management, now known as WM. It's the largest waste hauler in the country. He says the stuff in this pile first gets shuttled onto a conveyor belt upward to a series of giant spiraling corkscrews.
What that does is big material stays on the top, little material falls through.
Anything big or flat, like cardboard, floats over the top. Anything smaller than about a foot falls through and heads for the pre-sort room, says the recycling plant's manager, Kevin Vaughn.
The sorters are trying to capture as much contamination out of the stream as possible.
Half a dozen people in masks are watching the mostly cardboard fly by them, occasionally pulling out pieces of metal to be sorted somewhere else or unrecyclable plastics to send to the landfill. They're pulling it off the line and dropping it into one of the trash chutes along the sides of the belt. The paper and plastic streams each head toward its own set of robotic arms. Those arms look for materials that don't belong and suck them up, kind of like carnival claws searching for stuffed animals. Except Grady says each one can grab as many as 1,000 pieces per minute.
It may say, hey, it's not right for this bunker where we're going to make this material, but it goes into a conveyor under us that goes back and goes through another opportunity to get picked.
In a quiet office right next to the loud recycling plant, WM Southern California President Mike Hammer explains the system is imperfect. They can recycle all but about a quarter of the stuff that comes through the facility every day.
The vast majority of that is material that didn't belong there in the first place.
Some frequent offenders? Bowling balls and garden hoses. But then there's recyclable stuff that the machinery just can't catch. Perhaps the greatest headache of all? Plastic bags. Even recyclable ones.
They're problematic because of the technological aspects of it, where they wrap and they blow and they get all over.
Everything that does make it gets smushed together into giant cubes. Think hay bales, but much larger. Hammer says that is the facility's final sellable product.
The aluminum cans over here, maybe 1% of the waste stream.
Those might get bought by beer companies making new cans.
The water bottles are probably, I think, two or three times more by volume than the aluminum cans.
They're still useful for companies that make eco-friendly toys or clothes or carpet or other things that can use recycled plastic, but that might be their last reincarnation.
The biggest components certainly are the cardboard and the paper.
Those frequently hitch a ride on a boat to China that will then often return to bring us new cardboard boxes filled with the stuff we're buying online. So there's still a lot of recycling going on, and yet the EPA says nationwide only about 32% of waste is recycled or composted. And the biggest reason? Plastics.
Currently, very little of the plastic that consumers buy is recyclable.
Rachel Mockey-Wagner is the director of California's recycling department, CalRecycle.
That is the unfortunate truth of where we are today, and we're producing more and more plastic in our economy every year.
She says so many residents come to her confused about what they can add to their recycling bin.
But doing us one better would be never creating that plastic in the first place. So reduction of plastic bags is absolutely what we need to be doing. We need to reduce overall production of plastic in the market, period.
She says some places like California are trying to move that needle with new laws and waste diversion goals. But in the meantime, there's a better answer than recycling the takeout container or the plastic bottle, she says. Reduce production of plastics overall. In Los Angeles, I'm Kaylee Wells for Marketplace.